Rhona Glass became the newest member of the Sebastopol City Council last night, selected to fill the unexpired portion of the term of her late husband, Michael Kais. So, morning after, how does it all feel?
Well, I'm kind of in shock. I didn't come by this appointment in the happiest of ways, so in some ways I'm a little sad, but in other ways I feel very happy and honored and actually excited to do the work. After my interview process with the council last night, I feel that I have the background and the knowledge to tackle the assignment.
You've been a policy person behind the scenes for a long time. This is putting you on the front line. That's really what's changing, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, it's a little scary to be the person out there with the press calling you up and asking you, what do you think about this? And not being the Monday morning quarterback, but actually being the person saying, yes, I think we should do this.
I believe I saw reports saying that you and Michael had actually discussed such a possibility in the past.
Yes, actually, Michael and I did discuss that. As you know, Michael had not been in very good health for several years, since he almost died 3 years ago. And because of that, we did discuss it. And he said, if I make a quick exit, please take up my work and apply for the position.
So you had kind of a mandate.
Yeah, I had kind of a mandate, at least from Michael. And Michael was one to, you know, if he had his idea that something should get done or something should happen, then he tried to make that happen. So I'm just following with his way of doing things.
In doing that kind of follow-through, are there particular issues or ideas that are going to be front and center for you?
There's a lot of things going on in Sebastopol, as usual. Our general plan update process has just started, so I'm anxious to ensure that that process proceeds properly, get the kind of support that's needed, and that the process includes as much input as possible and, well, that it moves forward well. Then we've got a lot of other things on the list. One of the foremost is local government has suffered declining revenues. The state took away the redevelopment agencies, which have been funding a lot of our affordable housing and capital improvement projects. So we're tackling new sources of revenue. Michael instituted a 5-year fiscal planning process for the city, which was a new thing. Instead of just looking at the budget on a yearly basis, he asked the finance department put together 5-year projections and actually engaged in working on that quite a bit. So I want to continue with that process and make sure that we're looking at what we can afford to do when, because Sebastopol has been a leader in so many things. We've got our solar ordinance. We've been very proactive about preserving the Laguna, so many other things. But you can't do the work if you don't have the money. So I'm very interested in figuring out how to fund what we need to get done and being responsible and having the information that we need to make good decisions.
Speaking of future decisions that are coming up, the question of what happens at the end of this term is still looming. I understand you haven't really confronted that yet, but what do you think you will base that decision on, and how soon do you have to make it?
I think it's August 8th or sometime in early August.
So pretty soon.
Which is pretty soon. So I'm going to start serving my term and see how it goes and make a decision. Everybody tells you when your spouse passes away that you shouldn't make any big decisions for 3 months. So that'll just about take me to 3 months. And at that time, I think I'll be able to review how well I'm doing the job and how well I feel about doing the job.
Well, Una, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us. Congratulations on your new post.
Thanks so much, Bruce.